שלום, אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה.
Hello, we are reading from preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're continuing from item 56. You can find the study materials up above on the button. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 56.
Right. Until now, we learned how the will to receive was created, how it developed, and how it built of itself some sort of a system to connect to the upper light, so it could be in its will to receive, but by restricting the desire and with the screen to invert the will to receive to work in order to bestow. And in this way, the will to receive builds parts of fame of Galgalta, Ab and Sag. Now, we're going to learn onward how this will to receive that was created from Ein Sof and cascaded and developed, how it can develop further after having ended the power of the screen from the light of Ein Sof that was in it, and it's got no more power to develop according to that same formula of the will to receive being in the restriction, screen, and the reflected light. So what happens with it next? Please.
Middle, second restriction called restriction of Nahi of Ak. Item 56. We have thoroughly explained the first restriction carried out on the vessel of Malchut, which is the fourth phase, so it would not receive the upper light within it. We have also explained the matter of the screen and its coupling of striking with the upper light, which raises reflected light. This reflected light became new vessels of reception instead of the fourth phase. Also explained was the refinement of the screen of the guf, made in the gufim, plural for guf, of each partsuf, by the beating of the inner, by the surrounding light and inner light, which produces the four aspects of tanta, of the guf of each partsuf, and raises the screen of the guf to be considered the screen of the rosh. It qualifies it for a coupling of striking with the upper light, on which another partsuf is born, one degree lower than the previous partsuf. Finally, we have explained the elicitation of the first three partsufim of Ab, of Ak, called Galgalta Ab Sag, and the order of their clothing on one another.
Do we have questions about this? Read it again.
Once again, item 56, titled Second Restriction, called Restriction of Nahi Avak. 56. We have thoroughly explained the first restriction carried out on the vessel of Malchut, which is the fourth phase, so it would not receive the upper light within it. We have also explained the matter of the screen and its coupling of striking with the upper light, which raises reflected light. This reflected light became new vessels of reception instead of the fourth phase.
Wait. In other words, we had the will to receive. And that will to receive worked in such a way that it received, and four phases evolved in it through the influence of the light. Four phases evolved in it. One, two, three, and four. We don't even need this. Four phases, four discernments, four levels of coarseness, or zero, one, two, three, four, 5 degrees. It doesn't matter, however we say it. And that's the will to receive, desire. Afterwards, we learn that this will to receive made a restriction. In other words, it expelled the light that came to it. And then it remained empty. Empty. This is called the restriction. And then it decided to receive according to the level of bestowal upon the Creator, the host. Now it needs to be receiving under a different condition to the extent that it can bestow. And then as a result of it, it receives. And then the light that fills it is called neshama, soul.
Neshama.
Neshama, soul. So, this is a light that comes from the Creator. And this is the light that it's repelled, did not want to receive it. So this is one, first light. Two is expelling it. And three, it calculates how much to receive in order to bestow. So all of the reception will be as bestowal. It does it only for the Creator. Just like the host who presses the guest and the guest doesn't want, but eventually agrees and receives. And what it receives is what connects it to the host. This is what connects it to the host. And this is called the soul, neshama. Are there questions about this? Please.
Ну, Киев.
Yeah, Киев.
А что означает, что отраженный свет становится получающим кли?
What does it mean that reflected light becomes a vessel of reception?
Can't hear you.
Раз. Что означает, что отраженный свет становится?
What does it mean that reflected light becomes the vessel of reception?
My intention to give to the host, and in order to give to the host, I have to receive from him. So that intention to give to the host is called reflected light. More questions? Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what does the vessel enjoy before the restriction, and what does it enjoy after the restriction?
Before the restriction, the vessel enjoys satisfying its own desire. After the restriction, it enjoys satisfying the desire of the host, the Creator.
So the light that enters the vessel is entirely different.
Of course. In other words, if previously you enjoyed, say, having a piece of meat that the Creator gave you, that the host gave you, so you enjoyed the meat. And after you performed the restriction and you receive only for the sake of the host, then you enjoy to the extent that you are pleasing the host. So it's not about the piece of meat that you received. The point is to what extent you delight the host, meaning you already feel the host is in you with his desire, with his relation to you, and you feel that you are relating to him in the same way, and you become connected together within your desire. In other words, your desire is filled with the host himself. The Creator fills the created being.
PT 12.
Rav,
what is there in the desire that decides to make a restriction?
The upper light that it receives from the host, except it doesn't feel in this light just mere pleasure within its desire, which are the degrees of still vegetative and animate. It feels in this light from where this light comes, that it's coming from the upper one, from the love of the upper one to it, to him. In other words, it has to activate its own love for the upper one, and then it will feel how much the upper one loves him. In other words, what we develop in us is basically the feeling of love of others. And then how can we come to it? By being in a group and trying to be connected among ourselves. And then we develop in us senses, where through these senses we come to similarity with the Creator or sympathy with the Creator. So we don't begin to see the upper light that fills us as some sort of a satisfaction, but rather we feel in it the higher degree, love, of the Creator to us, which is received in our love for the Creator. This is what we see happening after the restriction and the screen and the reflected light, when we want to be connected to the Creator in this way.
Rav, this exists in everything, in each part in reality, this spark to connect with the Creator?
Yes, of course. But not in everyone does it work. The fact that a person wants to connect to the Creator is regarded as having a point in the heart. And then his whole disposition is to connect to the Creator, not to perform other activities in this world.
Well,
customs and all kinds of things. But it is specifically the Creator that he wants to attain. Attain how? Develop in himself such vessels that will make him do such things, that will make him similar to the Creator, and then he will feel within him this come and see the Creator. This is our work. Clear? Mark 3.
Здравствуйте, Раф, первый кли. Подскажите, как нам сделать важность дающего выше важности того, что он дает?
How will we be able to raise the importance of the giver more than what he is giving?
That's a good question. This is what the screen does in the pale of the Rosh, of the Patsuf. When pleasure comes to it, it stops the pleasure, it doesn't receive it. And then it throws it back. It says, I don't want to receive into my will to receive. First, I'll calculate how much I can receive in order to give to you above the restriction. That's still above the rejection. And then it calculates. And whatever it decides, this it receives in order to bestow.
Barur, ken?
Clear, right?
Niv,
do you want to ask something?
How can he do more above the restriction? What does he have to do more above the restriction? That's an additional calculation to the host.
When the light comes, it stops it. Doesn't want to receive anything before it weighs why it's doing and what for. And it checks.
He
wants to feel the host, how much, to the extent that the host relates to it. He wants to relate to the host in the same way. Meaning I perform the restriction, I'm not receiving for myself. Now, however, I receive, this whole reception should be only in order to give back to the host. And this is what that's the calculation it makes. And that calculation happens in the Rosh, in the head. That calculation happens in the Rosh. This is what we depict afterwards, that it has
Rosh,
head, Toch, interior, and Sof, end. And here you have the Masach, the screen, the light enters, the screen repels it, and then calculates. It calculates. It calculates how much it can receive in order to bestow. And this part it receives. And this is why this part is called Toch, interior. It's the interior of the vessel.
אז יש כאן ראש.
So you have the Rosh here, the head.
ויש תוך.
And you have the Toch, the interior, the insides.
וסוף.
And the Sof, the end.
כאן לא מקבל כלום, בסוף.
Here it doesn't receive anything at the Sof. That's how the vessel is built.
Question, if the reflected light it makes is precisely in the extent of the repulsion of the coarseness that it yearns to receive, or the reflected light there is some other addition?
No. If there's more to receive, it won't receive. That could, because then the calculation will not be for the sake of the host. It has to receive as much as it can.
That's clear. The question if he can bestow more than what he wants to receive. Is such a thing possible?
I'm telling you, no. Because it's egoistic if he doesn't want to receive in order to bestow more than... Let's say, I can receive in order to bestow 20 kilos of pleasure, and I receive only 15. Why aren't you receiving more? And you're trying to show that you are more than the host, that you want to establish, to assert your own calculation and not the calculation of the host. You have to annul yourself as much as you can and receive from the host as much as you can in order to bestow. Otherwise, it will not be equivalence of form.
Yes, but there cannot be a state where I'm yearning 25, despite that I want 20. Yearning to bestow to him 25, despite that I only want to receive 20?
How can you yearn for more than you can?
Yearning to bestow to him more than what I'm capable.
Well, this can be, but you have nothing to work with this yearning.
So what do you mean that it can be possible? What could...
I want the end of correction, just like that. But it's a question that's in the air. I can't fulfill it. I can't realize it. Armenia.
Рисунку видно, что все, что я получаю, это получаю в товарищах. Это товарищи и есть.
According to the drawing, everything that I receive is within the friends. The friends are the neshama, the soul. And all the rest is the lie, my ego?
Correct. Your ego too, when you correct it, it will be a vessel of the soul. The whole of the will to receive that the Creator created, if we can correct it to work in order to bestow, the part that we correct with the aim to bestow, this is called the neshama, the soul. And in this way, we increase, we augment the soul more and more and more. Peter 1.
Учитель, извините, не могли бы помочь провести немножко настройку еще раз, да, вот, Я, как мне показалось, услышал от вас.
You may be direct us a bit.
Во время птихи.
It seems to me that I heard from you.
Во всей нашей духовной работе. Мы должны.
That at the time of learning preface, we should invest all our learning in their internal work. How do we do this? What's this direction that it just won't be some mechanical, geometric stuff? And we connect ourselves to the internal process.
You're right. This can indeed be, and that's why we have to implement it in the tent. As much as we can, we should speak about it practically. Where are the states where we want to connect in one desire? Present it to the Creator. Ask for corrections on it. Ask for the understanding how we position this desire so we can work with it in order to bestow. This is what we need to ask from the Creator. If we turn to Him and ask together, all of us, it is certain that He will give us the corrections and we will see how it works.
Ken. Moscow 6.
Вопрос от товарища. О каких наслаждениях тут идет речь?
Question from a friend. What types of pleasures are we talking about here?
We still can't understand them. But it is a pleasure that we can enjoy the Creator or delight the Creator. But we still don't have such pleasures with which we can understand what it's about. USA Northeast.
Is what role does gratitude have in the calculations that take place in the Pei de Rosh?
We will learn it. You're right. It is a process, and we will learn it maybe tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Today, we're still not talking about operations, but in the Rosh, you have everything. Everything that happens afterwards in the Guf comes after the decision in the Rosh. Ita 4.
Perché la sensazione dell'amore del Borè verso le sue creature è più forte delle altri piaceri che.
Why is the sensation of love of the Creator towards the created beings so much stronger than all the pleasures in this world?
Because it is the highest and greatest in quantity and quality, because it comes as upper light from the Creator, and everything we have here in this world is a tiny spark that sustains this entire world. So when we come to receive the upper light in order to bestow, by which we become similar to the Creator, then there is no end to our vessel, to our fillings that we discover.
Florida.
Okay? Florida.
Yes, thanks very much, Rev. Rav, according to the drawing, the first vessel you drew, is that Behina Sharesh or Behina Aleph? Where the light first enters the vessel from above.
Here is the vessel with all four phases, all the desires. And the light comes to the vessel and wants to enter it so the vessel can begin to receive it. Those are the two things we have. Here is the Creator and here is the created being. And the Creator begins to fill up the created being, and the created being, under the influence of the filling that it receives from the Creator, begins to change accordingly, to grow. Here we see the restriction. After the vessel is filled, it feels that it is receiving and it is opposite from the Creator, so it expels, it pushes back all the light that it received. And here you already have the calculation. After it restricted itself here in state 2, state 3 is that light comes again, the vessel repels it, but it doesn't just repel it by restricting. It repels from receiving it in order to receive and checks how much it can receive of it in order to bestow. And to the extent that it can, meaning it brings itself into balance with the host, so that part that it receives in order to bestow upon the host, that part is called neshama, soul. And this we will learn in all the potsofim that we will have. So what needs to happen is that that upper light that wants to permeate the vessel eventually will enter the vessel and will be accepted in the vessel, but to the extent that the vessel becomes similar to the source of the light, the Creator. So it turns out that we have a created being that has become truly as the Creator. And this is called the final or the end of the correction of the created being. Latin 6.
Shalom Rav. Usted dijo recién que sentimos el amor que el Creador tiene hacia nosotros en la medida en que nosotros lo amamos a Él.
As much as we feel the love of the Creator towards us and the extent we love Him,
esa vasija es primero desarrollar el amor por
we know that the first degree to reach this is to develop the love towards my friends.
So
what's the question?
So the question is, what can we do in the ten in order to raise the love that we feel towards our friends?
To the extent that our connection in the society is strong, we will be able to arrange our common will to receive more and to bestow upon the Creator, and then we'll be able to receive the revelation of the Creator within us. More light will enter our common will to receive.
Pero ¿cómo damos el paso hacia el Creador? ¿No es que primero tenemos que amar a los amigos?
But how is a step toward the Creator taken? Aren't we supposed to love the friends? Love. Of course, that's the correction of the desire. To the extent of the correction of the desire, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, so we can relate to the Creator likewise. Correct?
Correct.
But you can't incorporate all of it in one sentence. Nikolayev Sochi.
Которые читали, там такая фраза, а также понятие выяснилось, очищение экрана.
There is a sentence that we read, that we scrutinized the refinement of the screen of the goof of each patsuf.
Вот вопрос, почему
from the beating of the inner light and the reflect the surrounding light. Why is there beating? It's not just the pressure of the lights?
Because the truth is, let's say the host presses you to receive from him something more of what he gave you. He gave you what he gave you, but you want to receive another portion, more of the portion. So it turns out that you have flavors from what you received. And what you did not receive, you can still assume what it's like according to the flavors you did receive. So you have a relation between what you received and what you haven't received. Because you've got the reshimot, the records from both. And this is why it's like the beating of the inner light with the surrounding light. And both pressure, the screen that separates them.
Ну то есть в итоге давит и Орпними, и Ормакив, оба они давят на экран.
Meaning, ultimately, the surrounding light and inner light both press on the screen.
Yes.
Получается, как будто света они оба от Творца, и как будто они между собой что-то выясняют.
It turns out both lights are the creator, and there's something in between them, some scrutiny, where the created being is.
Well, depict it however you want. But of course, the lights do everything. Yeah.
PT-20.
Вопрос про сокращение. Вот этот материальный пример с мясом понятен.
Question regarding restriction.
Десятка до сокращения. И на что?
The example with the meat is understood. But the ten, what nourishes it before the restriction? What does it need to restrict?
The ten should be impressed by the connection in them and in relation to the Creator. And this should fill them, should satisfy them. If we can direct ourselves in the connection between us and in the connection with the Creator, this should fill us with the light of mercy, light of Bina. For now, we don't want to receive anything, but only to have this feeling, this relation toward the Creator. That's it. Afterwards, more will come. Tel Aviv 4.
תודה רב.
Thank you, Rav.
The first restriction was made because of what?
The first restriction is done as a result of the shame when the will to receive in Malchut felt how opposite it was from the Creator's desire to bestow.
But it's not records, right? It wasn't present before. So where does the restriction and the shame, all this comes from suddenly?
Now you're asking? When we already finished the four phases of direct light. What am I going to tell you all over again what's happening in those four phases? When phase four receives, it receives from the upper light, and it itself is a result of the development of all the previous phases. It has a will to receive, and it feels it now that it's receiving for itself. This is why it feels shame. The feeling of shame distinguishes it, separates it from the emanator completely, and therefore it has to restrict itself, otherwise it can't exist in disconnection from the emanator. This is why it performs a restriction. Are you asking or not?
No, sir. Toda, move on.
Tzafon,
thank you, understood.
Tzafon 2.
Rav, איך להפוך ניצוץ קטן?
Rav, how to turn a small spark into a large light in the work between us?
By receiving this light, small light, in order to bestow more and more and more, your vessel magnifies this light from a spark to the light of infinity, light of Ein Sof, because there are no measures in the light. It all depends on the vessel. So if you increase the importance of your relation to the light, then the light becomes in you from a tiny spark to the light of infinity that has no measure or boundary or number.
There's a vessel to grasp this light of infinity?
The light of infinity of Ein Sof is perceived in the vessel of Ein Sof. That's the end of correction. Kiev.
At the end of this part here, we learned about the order of the clothing of the Patsufim. What is the clothing? Meaning, what is one Patsuf clothed another? Let's say Galgalta and Aben Galgalta. What does the clothing mean?
It is when each one emerges from the other and continues the same work as the upper one. And this is called emerging from the lower one, being born out of it, say up from Galgalta, and it continues its path. PT 13.
The addition of Ab to Galgalta, if Galgalta has the strongest screen.
Yes.
So why do you need Ab? It's weaker. What can he add?
No. But that's a good question. It always awakens. But what Ab does, Galgalta can't do. Because that same life that was in Galgalta was abstract light. This is why it's basically called the light of Nefesh. And in Ab, there is already the light of Nefesh Ruach until we come to the final fifth vessel. And then we receive all the light of Naran Chai. Galgalta receives all those lights. Think. We will talk about it a lot more. I'm asking again. You all received the feedback questionnaire for the Congress, right? So you need to answer it. According to the management's request, we simply want to be more organized. And so, please try to connect to the management of the Congress and our management in general. They do a lot of work. We have to participate with them. And their participation is material participation. Our participation with what they're asking is a spiritual participation. And with this, for the time being, we will conclude. Niv, what do we have today?
First of all, regarding the survey you just spoke about, the link is active right there. It's before you on the screen. You can click on it. It will also be sent through the usual systems and channels. So that's the survey, the questionnaire. Let's say, as Rav was saying, according to this survey, the decisions are made regarding the activities, the schedule, questions and answers, workshops. We've already felt the difference this is made in this past Congress, and we'll continue to feel it in the next Congress. It's just important that everyone will participate, and then we'll get the results that are more trustworthy, more reliable. 10 to 10:40 today, we have the program, an inside look with Rav Lightman. Thank you, and everyone, and under the song.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. One harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah. Survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise.
rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. The voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Of one tree.